ladies and gentle people, a guy that's been, well, he's a gentleman himself, who's been on the programs many, many, many times, but it's been a while, from the Howard Jarvis Tax Association, very appropriately to talk about this one, Proposition 6, it's John Kupal. John, how you been?
I've been well, Ray. How have you been?
I'm doing fine, doing fine. This one is a biggie, a real big one in the state of California, and I'm happy to see that it's polling well, but we can't take it for granted. We can't let up. It's got to happen. Talking about Proposition 6 and its specifics, I even had to go through this at a dinner party last night. You know, you make the assumption by now everybody knows, but what specifically is in it? We know it's going to repeal the gas tax, but there's still some confusion over that hike in the vehicle registration fee. Is it in there or not? Explain to everybody, John, if you would.
Yes, it is in there. It would roll back the tax increases that were imposed by the legislature, signed by the governor last year in a bill called Senate Bill 1. We kind of call Proposition 6 the Jerry Brown philosophy of taxation. And why we say that is, recall that he made a promise not to raise taxes without a vote of the people. And the reality is that the Senate Bill 1 tax, huge increases in the gas tax and the car tax, were imposed without voter approval. That is the key to what Proposition 6 does. It says that if there's any increase in the car or gas tax, it has to be approved by the voters. And by the way, it's retroactive to January 1st of last year, yeah, which would sweep in the Senate Bill 1 taxes. So it would not result, you know, one of the things we hear is, well, will the government have to pay that back? Some people would like them to pay that back, but the reality is, no, it would not. This is not a referendum. It is an initiative, so that the money they've already collected, unfortunately, is money that's being spent now, and it's being spent mostly on transportation projects, although not all. And that's the key for us. You know, Ray, we approach this issue like we approach any California tax issue, and that is we look first at the overall tax burden in California, and that picture is not very pretty. Highest income tax rate in America, highest state sales tax rate in America, high corporate taxes. Even with Prop 13, we rank about 17th out of 50 states in per capita property tax collections. And then you add onto that all the fees, charges, you know, they nickel and dime you to death with things like lumber charges. I mean, you know the drill. California has such an onerous tax and regulatory burden that people are moving out of this beautiful state because of the tax and regulatory environment. So, that's the 60,000 foot view of California taxes. As it relates to transportation, nobody thinks that California roads are in good shape.
Right.
We will be first in line to say, yes, they need to be fixed. But one of the things from one of the assemblymen down in your area, Vince Fong, came up with a plan last year for an immediate infusion of revenue for transportation with reforms. And we couldn't even get a hearing on that plan. That would have infused immediately, I think it was $2 to $3 billion immediately into transportation, with a long-term plan of at least $10 to $11 billion. Great idea, but with reforms and things like CEQA, the California Environmental Quality Act, because right now CEQA is being used, is being leveraged, we're being extorted to pay all these things that have nothing to do with transportation as part of the gasoline tax. Labor reforms, you know, most of the, if you look at high-speed rail, for example, all that labor is pursuant to a project labor agreement, which adds 25 to 30% to the cost of contracts. We want environmental reforms, we want labor reforms, we want regulatory reforms, because it costs more to build a mile of road in California than almost any other state in America. And it's because we just don't spend money wisely. And so what we would like to do is we'd like to roll back these taxes. We'd like to prioritize transportation as a really important social good in the here in the state of California, but it's got to be done the right way. And the way it was done last year, given California some of the highest taxes, transportation taxes in the nation, without any reforms, that's not the way to go.
Here's one that I get all the time, John. If this is repealed, what's going to stop the state, you know, from passing a new bill to raise the gas taxes again, or the car registration fees, or some kind of tax to backfill what's going to be lost?
Well, I mean, that's always a good point because, you know, government's like a water balloon. You know, you hold a water balloon in your hand, you squeeze it down, and it pops out someplace else. That's always a concern. Now, as it relates to these taxes, we would enshrine in the state constitution the requirement that any gas tax or car tax would have to go to the voters. And in this respect, and by the way, that would help the state of California engage the citizens in explaining to them why they need the extra money. And if what they, if this 12 cents was too much, 12 cents all the way up to 29 cents, depending on inflation and everything else, if that's too much, then maybe they say, okay, you guys, 12 cents a gallon is too much. How about 3 or 4 cents? And here's what we're going to do. And by the way, we're going to stop diverting all these other funds. We currently divert all the truck weight fees to things that aren't part of transportation. Let's roll that back into transportation. Oh, here's another idea. Let's dedicate the sales tax on automobiles to transportation. You know, that is a legitimate idea that should be discussed. But these are the kinds of things that government should be asking the people before they automatically extract money from our wallets and our pocketbooks without our permission. We just want to be asked, you know? I mean, So I think that's, at the end of the day, that is the philosophy of Proposition 6. We are very much pro-transportation. I would note that Governor Brown's father, Pat Brown, when he was governor...
No kidding, yeah.
He dedicated a significant portion of the state's general fund to transportation.
Right.
Now, the general fund has increased $36 billion in 6 years. How much of that money has gone for transportation? Zero. Zero. If the general fund is doing that well, why can't we just take a slice of it, a billion here, a billion there, and actually start taking care of some of these problems?
Well, that's the other question I get. The money that we're currently paying for transportation, where does it go?
Well, that is, at the end of the day, why is it when these people say that this is a safety issue, that we're going to kill people and kick puppies, the simple response to that is, please explain to me how having the fifth highest gas tax in the United States of America, we can't even pave our roads when other states with much lower gas taxes do a much better job and their roads are great. I was in the Midwest for a family reunion over the summer, and in the Midwest where they have a lot more snow and a lot more impact on the roads. This is upper Wisconsin. I mean, they've got issues up there, like, you know, 800 feet of snow, you know. But they're able to do this with half the gas tax. We just have to scratch our heads and wonder why it is that Caltrans is so overstaffed. Even the legislative analyst said Caltrans was overstaffed.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet, what are they doing? They're continuing to hire more personnel.
Very quickly, because I got a break coming up in a couple of minutes here. Has anybody been able to figure out present day with a gas tax in effect now what it's costing the average family?
It's across the board, but it's several hundred dollars a year, and I think it's safe to say anywhere between $500 and $1,200 a year, depending on the vehicle, how many vehicles you have, and of course the commute. For people in the Central Valley, this is not the city, and you are not in the city and county of San Francisco, for which I'm sure you're very grateful. But that's a very compact urban area. in Fresno and places in the Central Valley, you've got long driving distances. And so the impact for the Central Valley is bound to be significantly higher than it is in more urban areas.
And obviously this is, you know, affecting the poor people the most, and we got plenty of those here in this part of California, big time.
Yeah, I strongly suspect that your average agricultural worker in your area probably does not drive a Tesla.
No, that's probably a pretty safe assumption. Yeah,
probably safe assumption.
Yeah,
that's right.
Pretty safe. Right. Where can voters learn more specifics about Prop 6?
Well, they can go to a number of websites. We just launched our radio ad starting today. People can go to our website at hjta.org and look at the link to our radio ad, and that provides the other links to the website. There's another taxpayer activist by the name of Carl DeMaio from San Diego. He's got a group called Reform California.
Yeah, we've had him on.
Yeah, Carl's very energetic, and by the way, a real hat tip to him because he's been very good on this issue. Our website on this is vote yes on Prop 6, vote yes Prop 6, .org, I believe.
Have you seen the latest polling on this?
It's split. When people are asked, do you want to repeal last year's gas tax, the response is overwhelmingly favorable. When, however, they are read the official ballot label prepared by our esteemed Attorney General, which says eliminate certain transportation funding, the polling flips. So it is incumbent upon us to explain to people that Prop 6 is the gas tax repeal, because the other side is going to outspend us. The other side has already used the tools of government, the Attorney General title and summary, for one. Number two, Caltrans has put up signs not even near some of these projects saying your SB1 tax is at work, you know, in a blatant attempt to try to influence the election. So they've got a lot of ammunition, but I think, again, we saw from the Josh Newman recall that the gas tax is very, very unpopular.
The final question here, one thing that's very, very unpopular, at least in this area with my audience, which is, you know, all of California with the exception of Los Angeles, is high-speed rail. People just hate it. How much money from the gas tax, if anybody knows, in the vehicle registration fee hike, is really going to high-speed rail? You know, I would suspect a chunk of it, but do we know how much, if any?
We don't. It's very hard to track. Right now, the high-speed rail project is using a very large chunk of the cap-and-trade revenue, which, by the way, the cap-and-trade revenue has impacts on the price of gasoline as well. It's hard to pin down, but right now, I mean, of course, the slam on the high-speed rail project is that it is using cap and trade revenue. That whole program was designed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but everybody recognizes that the high speed rail project will for the foreseeable future be a greenhouse gas producer, not a reduction. So it's like they're using an illegal revenue source for a project that claims to reduce greenhouse gases, and it doesn't even do that. So the high-speed rail project is, as most people now realize, an international joke.
John Kapal, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Keep up the great work at the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. I love you guys.